The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, it's important to remember that the Blessed Virgin Mary is not just one more saint. She had a special role in God's plan. Without her, there would have been no redemption. Without her, there would have been no incarnation. There would have been no Jesus Christ. The Blessed Virgin Mary is not just one more saint. And a little thought for you here on the Feast of St. Joseph is that St. Joseph is not just one more saint either. A couple of reasons for that. First of all, is Joseph's holiness. You say, wait a minute, how does anybody know anything about Joseph's holiness? Isn't that completely speculative? Not really. Not when you understand the holiness of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and you understand that marriage takes place between equals. They must have been somewhere in the same league, or there would have been trouble. That's the first reason. Here's the second. It's St. Joseph's relationship to the church. Now, I've hoped that you've heard that the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mother of the Church. I believe it's her most recent title. It was proposed at the Second Vatican Council, and if I remember the story correctly, it's the only proposal at the Second Vatican Council for which there was no debate whatsoever. The moment they said Mary was the Mother of the Church, the entire assembly of Council Fathers stood on their feet and approved with raucous applause. She's Mother of the Church because she's Mother of Christ, and Christ's body is the Church. But so too, just as Joseph was to Jesus in his life, so is Joseph to the Church in time. He is a guardian and a protector, and it's not me who says so. The one who said that was St. Augustine, reiterated by Pope John Paul II. But you know, for one so great, St. Joseph remains a very mysterious figure. No one in all the Bible is so important as St. Joseph or has said so little. Not a single quote attributed to St. Joseph in all the New Testament. Not a single word. I once told my second grade class to find me a quote from St. Joseph from the Bible. I said, I'll give $100 to the first kid who can find me a quote from St. Joseph. They all go rifling through their Bibles looking for a quote. And, you know, then, of course, I told them that, you know, there was no quote from St. Joseph, and they weren't very happy to discover that. But you can still pray with St. Joseph. And here's the way you do it. Go through the scriptures, look at the events of St. Joseph's life, and ask yourself one question. What would you do? What would you do if you discovered that your betrothed was with child, and the only thing you knew for certain is that it wasn't by you, or when you discovered that the moment the child was to be born, you had to make a lengthy and dangerous trip to Bethlehem, only to find that when you arrived, there was nowhere for the child to be born, and they had to be born in a stable with barnyard animals? What would you do when you discovered that the only authority in the land, King Herod, was out to kill the child? You had to flee to a foreign land for your own safety's sake. What would you do? Saint Joseph persevered in silent trust. Would you? Well, something to pray about. But my favorite meditation from Saint Joseph comes from Pope John Paul II, and it goes like this. He said, "I hope you know that the great people of the next life are not necessarily going to be the great people of this life. I hope you already know that. Prostitutes and tax collectors, Jesus said, will be entering the kingdom of heaven before his apostles. The last will be first. The first will be last. Lots of surprises. However, if you want a sneak preview as to who the great people of the next life will be, you can do that. Just look for three qualities: quiet service, generous service, joyful service." He said, those are the people that are going to be the great ones in the world to come. Three qualities that you see in the life of St. Joseph. A little thought for you now for the feast of St. Joseph. St. Teresa of Avila said, "I dare you to put St. Joseph to the test." She said, "I dare you. If you haven't asked St. Joseph for something, I dare you to test him. You'll discover that he's the most powerful intercessor in all the kingdom of heaven, next to the Blessed Virgin Mary." So let's ask for his prayers for ourselves and for our church today as we pray, "St. Joseph, pray for us."